Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Many businesses are started by first-generation entrepreneurs, and eventually, if the business is successful, that owner may want to pass the business on to the next generation. Our next guest says there are a lot of things to consider before that happens. Bill Edmonds runs North Star Leadership, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Lexington, South Carolina. Bill, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you having me.
Give us, first of all, an overview of North Star and how you got into this leadership business.
Well, the way I got into it's a little bit by accident. I spent my early years in my career as a financial advisor with Merrill Lynch, and the management came to me and asked me to run an office. I started there, and then they asked me to go into a higher level of leadership. So I found myself sort of morphing in from financial advising with clients to advising financial advisors. And so by default, I became a coach to advisors. So when I decided that I wanted to go out on my own about 10 years ago, I said, well, the part of my role that I enjoyed the most was the part where I was actually helping advisors get better in leadership and book management and systems. That's what I did and been doing ever since. What we do primarily is we do one-on-one coaching, executive coaching, where we will meet with clients individually for typically a six-month engagement. We meet weekly. We also run peer boards where we bring non-competing business owners together. Most of small business owners really don't have a place to go and talk about their issues, opportunities, and challenges that they face. So we come together once a month and have created our own board where we come and help each other out. And then we also are starting a program called the Next Gen CEO Bootcamp. And this program was birthed out of the questions that I kept getting from my business clients. They kept saying, hey, Bill, I'm passing the business on to my son or my daughter or a key person I've been working with for years. And while I believe they have great potential, I see some gaps that need to be filled. And I've tried my best to do it, but I still think they need more help. And so we saw that need, Mike, and we created a program. It's a 9-month program, and we cover everything that a person needs to do to run a successful business.
Could you share some tips that you have for these first generation entrepreneurs and business owners who do have family members that they're grooming and getting ready to pass the business over to eventually, maybe sooner rather than later?
Yeah, there's a real challenge when you grow up in the same house. Let's take a son or daughter that you're passing the business to. You grow up in the house together. You kind of feel like I've taught them all these things, but really there's a lot missing. And I'll just give you this example. I was sitting down recently with one who's being groomed to be the take over the business. And I said, well, so let me ask you, if your father got hit by a bus today, what would be the biggest need that you have, the biggest area of the business that you feel you have the biggest gap? And he said very quickly, the financials. So that leads to a tip. What can a business owner do to teach that next generation? I would focus on the financials first, because a lot of what that up-and-coming next owner has seen is they've seen the way that the leader handles people, their management style, the way they do things, but they haven't typically looked at the books. Another one is strategic planning. A lot of times, successful businesses that you see out there, let's just take a plumber. You start off as a plumber, a truck, and a wrench. And now, 10 years later, you look around, you got 15 trucks and 15 plumbers and 15 wrenches. And many times, the owner has just sort of been reacting to the demands of the market and has not done any strategic planning. So one area that's missing greatly is strategic planning. Here's where we are today, but we all know that what got you here won't keep you here. So where are we going to go 5 years and 10 years? And finally, a lot of things are caught, but sometimes things go missing that need to be taught. Formal, structured content delivery.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
Bill Edmonds runs North Star Leadership in Lexington, South Carolina. We'll have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.